the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day he kept us and he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad that he did? I'm so glad that he did. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us today to continue to lead us and guide us in this last and evil days. Oh God, so much going on around about us, but you're still King of Kings and you're still Lord of Lords, oh God. Pray, oh God, just search our hearts and search our minds in this last hour. Anything that's displeasing in your sight, God, we ask that you take it out and strain us, oh God. We want to be right. We want to be saved. We want to be whole. We want to make a difference where it counts, oh God. We just plead the blood of Jesus over our bodies today. You're the Lord, our God, that healeth thee. We speak healing to our bodies, soul, and mind on today, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you just minister to us like only you can do. Help us to walk and pray and stay alert in this last hour, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus for those that are sick in their bodies on today. We speak Exodus 15 and 26, Jeremiah 30 and 17. We just speak all the healing scripture on today. We declare the word of God. We stand on your promises, God. Your word is true. You say heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or tittle of your word shall pass, oh God. And we see that everything is going down but your word, oh God. I pray on today, oh God, we pray for the sin-sick nation to turn their hearts away from truth. We pray for leaders, oh God, leaders that have led people away and astray, oh God. We pray against false prophets and false teachers and leaders and all these things that the Antichrist spirit, oh God, in this nation, oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus, those that are against Christ, the Antichrist spirit, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We pray for those that are yet still standing and holding on to the bloodstained banner for the Lord. We just pray for you on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would just continue to look to him and trust him. We walk by faith and not by sight in these last and evil days. I pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Help me to make a difference where it counts each and every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Devil defeated, God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is what? Still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised in spite of everything that's going on around about us. He's still worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he's our only hope in this last hour. You know, he's our only hope. We must continue to keep our trust and our faith in him. There's so much going on today with all this inclusion and, you know, inclusion and confusion and, oh my God, you know, including in and everything in your life. Now they're saying, you know, right is wrong and wrong is right. God is doing a new thing. He's mixing it up now. You know, he's shaking it up and shaking it down. Mixing up the sacred with the profane now. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. You know, we talked about lies the other day. You know, and oh, yes, the devil is a liar. He's the father of lies, meaning that he's the originator of lies. You know, so we at the body of Christ, we need to check ourselves. Check yourself every day. Ask God to search you every day. Examine yourself every day. Watch and pray every day. And as I say, watch and pray and pay attention to everything and everybody. I really, you know, this is the time we're living in. You got to pay attention to everything and everybody. Yes, pay attention to everything and ignore nothing. Because when God is showing you something, he's showing to you for a reason. You know, he don't waste anything. He don't waste anything. Today, as I said, you know, we talked about lies the other day, and now we're going to talk about today's secrets. You know, lies and secrets go right along there together. It's a dangerous thing, y'all. It's a dangerous thing to lie on somebody or to try to hide secrets. And, you know, but the Bible said there's nothing hidden that should not be revealed, and God is pulling the cover off stuff. Things that people have been hiding for years. You know, you thought you got away with it. You know, you did something that was, you know, that was not right. And you thought you got away with it. I mean, you're hearing every day gruesome crimes that people thought they got away with, kill somebody. And, you know, and it took 20, 30 years for it to come out. And a young lady would killed her son, put him in a suitcase, and said that he was demon-possessed. And you go up there, and you see that when she got in the court, who was possessed was her. Up there saying that she was some ancient god, you know, ancient, you know, god and stuff. And, oh, my God, the mind is a powerful thing. That's why the Bible say he will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. You better keep your mind locked in the right place, because that's what the enemy is using. The battle is in your mind. The war is in your mind. Principalities and powers of the air attacking your mind. You know, that's why now what we once were, we are no longer. You know, we was a nation that honored God. We was a nation that, was respectful, and we had morals and values. And oh my God, you look around and everybody wanted to come to America. Everybody wanted to come to America. You know, it was a dream to come to America. And, you know, because it was a prosperous nation, you know, but this nation have forsaken God. They've turned their back and against, you know, our morals and values and principles, and we honored God. And, you know, even people that didn't even, you know, live for God, you respected God, though, you know what I'm saying? But today, oh my God, it's just so much to talk about. It's so much going on in this world. Oh my God, this is a sign that Jesus is soon to come. I mean, it'd be Monday, and then you look and it's Friday. Time. Time is something that you can't get back. Time is something you can't waste. The Bible says, redeem the time. That means make good use of your time. Come on, y'all. Pay attention to what you're using your time for. And the Bible says, idle mind is the devil's workshop. You know, he's working. We better get our mind back right. And the way you get your mind back right and focus back in line with the Word of God is get into your Bible. Get into the Word of God, the King James Version. You can't even just say any kind of Bible. Read the King James, you know, and amplify, you know. But the King James, come on now. Get in the Bible. Get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get in you. The Word of God said, the word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against God. Oh, come on, y'all. Everybody just doing what they want to do. The flesh has nothing good in your flesh. People just want to do what they want to do, how they want to do it, when they want to do it, with whoever they want to do it with. And think, you know, and some people think they're getting away with things that, you know, they're trying to hide things, secret sins. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, come on, examine yourself. You need to see. God knows your secret sins, the things you think you hide. It's just like, you know, even with this thing with T.D. Jakes talking about the secrets in the sauce. He said that out of his own mouth. The secret is in the sauce. Come on, y'all. He said what he did for the world, he did it for the whole world to see openly. God don't deal in secrets. He did what he did for the world. He did it openly. He was on the cross openly. Oh, my God. But, you know, like I said, with T.D. Jakes, with this, oh, my God. Him and Cotton Pierce, but Cotton Pierce warned you. You know, he warned the people, you know, or how they had to perform and things they had to do to get to where they are. Y'all need to go back and listen. Yeah, the hireling. There's a difference in a call, you know, a person that, you know, call for the Lord and working for the Lord than working for man, being paid off and paid to you know, to manipulate and dominate and intimidate and control the people. These people, T.D. Jakes was paid. Brought from West Virginia, had nothing. Even Noah Jones said, he came with nothing. So you didn't have nothing. Yeah, he supposed to have been his friend, but he was telling the truth. He said CD Jakes came with nothing. He told me, when I came to Dallas, I had what I had. You did not buy what I had. All these lies and secrets. God is exposing this stuff. He's chopping down these trees. Everything that think they, you know, bigger than God and think they are God. Just like Nebuchadnezzar, you know. People worship him just like they worshiping Jason, Joel Osteen, and Joyce Meyer, and all these people worship Nebuchadnezzar. He tell them to bow, and they was the bow, you know. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three Hebrew boys, said, "No, we ain't bowing, and we ain't bending, and we got to be that same way today." And even Daniel said, "No, he can't continue to pray." You know, Nebuchadnezzar and them said, no praying. He said, Daniel kept on praying 3 times a day. He prayed, laid and prayed. But what are you doing? Are you laying? Are you praying? What are we doing? Some of the secrets in the sauce. Oh, my God. We don't deal in secrets and we don't deal in sauce. The Bible said that we are salt and light. That's what we're to be, salt and light. You're to be a salt shaker, shaking salt to preserve people, to help people, to draw people to God, to him, not yourself. And to crucify your flesh, get rid of your flesh. The Bible said there's no good thing in your flesh. Flesh won't this, flesh won't that. Flesh never gets enough. Only way you're going to have enough and peace is when you receive Christ in your heart and in your life. You know, all this stuff that people going out in this world, well, everything going to pass away, but God's word going to stand. And you need peace of mind. I mean, you can have $1 million and a lost mind. You have $1 million and no peace. No peace. Oh, my God. That's what you want, peace that surpasses your own understanding. If you ain't got to die, God will send somebody by to give you, put some money in your hand, you know. Whatever you need, he promised to meet your needs. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." Seek God. He promised that he'll provide for us. He promised to take care of you and me. If we walk by faith and not by sight, trusting in his holy word, sticking with his word, obeying his word, living according to his word, not according to your flesh and not according to what you want to do. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. And, you know, and all this just including in and everything in your life. Just do what you want to do. A mixture of the world and the church together. Come on now. God's pulling the cover off all this stuff. Ain't no secrets. Ain't no secret in no sauce. He trying to tell you that. That's what he was doing all the time. He was placing a spell on you. That was a secret that you didn't realize what he was saying to you. The poison, the words that he was speaking in the atmosphere, you know, placing a spell. He had one called spell breaker. No, it was scale. It really was spell casting. He was casting a spell over your mind. Even when he first came out talking about woman thou art loose. He said, you about to lose everything. You about to forget everything you ever known. You're going to kiss it goodbye. Go back and look. He took his hand and put it to his lip and said, you about to kiss everything you know goodbye. What was you in there for? You was in there to know about Jesus. You was in there because Jesus saved you. You was in there because some of you was drunk, and some was on drugs, and some was a sex addiction. And oh, it's just so many gambling addictions and all these kind of addictions. But God set you free. And you got right back bound up, tied up, yoked up. Listening to a man and putting your trust in a man that can't, what? He was born 1957? Well, how about the people that was, that died before 1957? Was he their God? No. Didn't he know nothing about T.D. Jakes? Come on now. But y'all looking to him and worshiping him like he's a God. And you look around his face and everything. Everything. He just been laying hands and, you know, and casting spells. That's what he was doing. Laying hands and casting spells on you. On your mind. To take you away from the word of God. To take you away from the things of God. Was paid off. A hireling. Hired for the assignment that he's doing right now. Got all these women. Women, they are loose. And they are loose. They taking over. God made man first. Adam, he made Adam first. And then Eve. Come on, y'all. Work. She's supposed to be your helpmeet. Oh, my God. It's just, secrets in the sauce. Secrets. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Oh, my God. The secret was the craft, the craftiness, the cunningness, the poison, the manipulation, the intimidation, the domination that he was using on you. Got all these women lined it up for the woman that are loose to destroy you, to get y'all on, get you looking to yourself instead of looking to Jesus. Get your eyes off of Jesus and get your eyes on yourself. Woman that are loose, look at you now. Loose everywhere. Loose living. Loose looking. You know, just don't care. I mean, oh my God. This nation have just turned upside down like an hourglass. Just turn it upside down. You know, like the saying in the hourglass. Just turn it upside down. Oh my God. The secret's in the sauce. Yeah, and we see it now. Mm-hmm. But ain't nothing here that ain't gonna be revealed. And that's why God is taking down everything that's not like him. Everything that exalted itself above him. Everything that exalted itself high above God is going to go down. He said everything going down. But his word is going to stand. Jace is going down. Everything is going down. Jace can't save you. Jace can't deliver you. Jace can't give you peace of mind, but y'all looking to him like he's God, worshiping, bowing to him. Oh, my God. And he throwing in evolution and revolution and all this stuff in y'all life. Evolving, now you're evolving, you know, like gases and fire and all this stuff and air and all this stuff. Come on now. Oh, my God. Secrets in the soft. His mission is to bring doubt into y'all mind, and that's what he did. Even having these movers and had people getting killed in the church. Come on, then we got then it started having shooting and killing in the church because of the stuff you let in the door. Gatekeepers, spoken gatekeepers, and watchmen on the wall watching for your soul. It's pointing people to Jesus, but you got people eyes looking to you. The great Jace. You know, God is greater than greatly to be praised. His wife talking about the great Jace. Bloomer calling him the great Jace. Everybody looking to Jace. He's not God. He's the snake. He had them pair of pants he got on. Y'all look at it. It got a snake on the leg, running up his leg. I was looking at it when he said the secrets and the sauce on his page, and he got that mask and talking about hiding him. He telling he exposing his own self. Oh my God. Even Geno Jennings calling him a snake. He got the snake on his pants. On that, he's standing by that tree with that mask on his face, and he got a snake running up his leg. T.D. Jace got a snake on his leg. That's what he is, a snake. It look like one, act like one, it is one. Now, I'm talking about the snake spirit. Because even with the inclusion, you know, the Buddhist, Hindu, you know, Muslim, everything come together, snake worshipers, all that that's under the one world system, one world religion. You can be whatever you want to be, do whatever you want to do, and, you know, and all under one umbrella. It's your thing, do what you want to do, compromising. But God is exposing this stuff. Ain't no secret that ain't going to be revealed. He cutting it down. He chopping all trees down. Just like I said, he did with Nebuchadnezzar. But see, Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind. And some of these people going to lose their mind. Keep playing with God. You're going to lose your mind. And some of them lost it anyway. When you don't do what God told you to do and the spirit of rebellion is on you, you got your mind is lost. Your mind is lost. There's a strong delusion on the body of Christ and on the churches today. You done lost your mind. Yeah, you have lost your mind. Some people have lost weight and they done lost their mind. You getting your mind on your flesh and just think you all that. And you're supposed to be, your flesh supposed to be dying daily to your flesh, to yourself. You're supposed to be dying daily and searching for Christ and more him and less of you. But what we see today is more yourself. And then they Jakes and his daughter, they ain't preaching the gospel. They teaching heresy, these titles and stuff. You believe in yourself and, you know, and all, oh my God. Where the Bible? The Bible doesn't tell us trust in ourselves. It said put no trust in ourselves and don't put no trust in man. He said trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. What? They teaching y'all all this new thought. Just you got a new thought now. Just like the serpent went to Adam and Eve in the garden. That's what he did. He came to the body of Christ, to the church. He was already a man because he said he was working at a clothing store and nobody came from the church when he had backslid and he was smoking and doing everything. And he, oh my God. Nobody came for him but that lady that he had up there on the woman dollar loose. And as a matter of fact, the day when he told y'all you were going to kiss everything you know and goodbye, he was mad with the church too. Calling him Bible boy, kids picking at him, calling him Bible boy, and, you know, and he's Avon. They ain't never heard no Avon man. There was Avon ladies. Come on, y'all. That's why he knows so much about women. Oh, stop it. Stop it. Come on. Get your mind right. The Bible say, you know, there's no secret. It ain't going to be revealed. Nothing hid. Ain't going to be revealed. And stuff is being revealed right now. Being uncovered right now. God's pulling the cover off him right now. God wants you to get your mind back to him. Focus back to him. Focus back to the cross. And, you know, and the purpose of the cross. And, you know, and how God sent his only begotten son for you. To restore you back to your rightful place with God. Because sin separates us from God. When Adam and Eve was brought in doubt and they doubted God and, you know, disobeyed God, it brought sin in. That's where sin came in. But there ain't no secret that God ain't revealing today. He's revealing. T.D. Jakes, some of the secrets in the sauce. Yeah, like I said, the mission was to bring doubt to you. And look at y'all. Look at you. Decent women. But look at you now. Don't even care. Loose Lucy. Oh my God, he called you silly women. Silly women. He called you silly women right in your face. And them woman down a loose comfort. Called y'all silly. Oh my God. And some of y'all were borrowing money and all that stuff to go to a woman down loose and you still ain't free. You got loose for real. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, and even what's her name? What is her name? I can't even think of right now. But as it come back to me, I will. The young lady that was with Juanita Bynum, Cindy Trim up there talking about the spirit of Astaroth. She said, "I lose the spirit of Astaroth." And people falling out. Oh, do y'all know what Astaroth was? Oh my God. Oh, my God. It's not the spirit of God. Don't represent God. Deities, you know, false gods. And, oh, my God. And people not reading their Bible, so you don't even know she's speaking spells all over y'all. They're all joining together to deceive the church. Take you away from Christ and from the word. And the lifestyle that Christ will have you to live is righteous. Righteous living, clean living. Oh my God. But God is pulling the cover off everything. Ain't no secrets. Ain't nothing here. It ain't going to be revealed. There's so nothing here. Ain't going to be revealed. But you know, just like T.J. somebody, secrets in the sauce was, you know, when, like I said, when it went to, when the spirit went to it. It's like I said, when the snake went to Eve, it brought doubt. It brought doubt to her. And that's what the devil wanted to do, bring doubt to the church, bring doubt to the women, you know? And that's what it did. He brought doubt. Look at y'all now. The woman down loose. Everybody clothes off. Everybody clothes off. And that's what the snake did when it went to Eve. It brought doubt to her. T.D. Jakes came and brought doubt to the church. Look at y'all. Y'all not the same way. Don't forget everything you known about Jesus. Look at you. T.D. Jakes talking about the secrets and the sauce. Yeah. Just like, you know, like I said, the serpent went to Eve and brought doubt to her. And she just went on and just ate from the fruit of the tree, which God told her not to eat from. That was the same secret and the sauce. She didn't see the secret that the devil going to bring doubt in her heart and her life, and she was going to disobey God. Mm-hmm. And that same old spirit then with using Jace. It brought death. It brought sin. It separated her from her God. That's the secret that was in the sauce. And the same secret in the sauce today with T.D. Jakes was, just like with the fruit. It brought doubt. It's brought doubt to people. Look back. Roll back his tapes. He don't look the same. He don't act the same. Not even preaching the same. It's not in the gospel. It's heresy. It's not right. It's false teaching, false doctrine to sway you away from truth. Sway you away from truth. Let's go to Psalms 90:8. Oh, my God. It said, thou, talking about God, has set in our iniquities, your wrongdoings, before those our secret sins in the light of the countenance. Let me read that again. It says, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. In other words, you know, God has set our iniquities, our sins, our wrongdoings before us. Oh, yeah. Nothing here. Nothing. So, see, ever since the beginning, Satan encountered with Eve in the garden, people been trying to hide ever since, y'all. That was the first secret right there. But God's word says nothing about hiding nothing. No. He said nothing here that ain't going to be revealed. He even asked Adam, he said, where are thou? He said, Adam, where are you? After they sinned, went against God's word, disobeyed his word, and the serpent brought the secret to the sauce, as Jakes would say. Turned away. To do the wrong thing, to disobey God. You know, and that's what people are doing today, disobeying God. And think you're getting away. Oh, no, he said nothing here. Mm-hmm. Nothing here. All unrighteousness shall be revealed, brought to the light. The Bible said rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. Jesus, who put a spell on you? Who cast a spell? The Bible says in Galatians, oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who did the devil use to get the church off like this? Starting with all these secrets. Who? Had to be a person. A person with the same spirit of witchcraft. Because that's what rebellion is, as a form of witchcraft. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Come on, y'all. Stop hiding. If you're hiding anything, you need to ask God to reveal it, you know, to you, which you already know. Reveal it to me, Lord. It's me, Lord. It's me. Stand in need of deliverance. You got to confess that you need deliverance. You got to confess you need help. You can't get no help until you confess you need help. If you think you're all right and you're not, then you won't get right because you think you're already right. It's just like trying to get somebody something that they, and they say they already got it. And you, I'm trying to put it in your hand and you say, no, I don't want it. I already got it. I already got it. Oh, my God. Wake up. Wake up. Like I said, witchcraft is the same spirit of rebellion. It's spirit of rebellion. Nothing hid, y'all. Mm-hmm. Do y'all not know that there's been witches? There have been warlocks, you know, wizards, and stuff that's been saved? Gave their life to the Lord? Mm-hmm. And they can tell you how darkness worked. But they was in it. And God delivered them. They're witches today. And wizards today. God wanted giving them a chance right now. Grace and mercy. To get right, y'all. To get right. Oh, yes. Let's go to Luke 12. Luke 12. And I mean verse 2 and 3. Not 23. For there is nothing covered. Come on now. Nothing hid. Come on. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Come on. Uncovered. Neither hid that shall not be known. Nothing. Come on. Y'all dig deep now. All these little things y'all trying to hide. You know, trying to hide from one another. Trying to hide from your spouse. Trying to hide from your children. Trying to hide from one another. You know, hiding stuff on your job and hide. Come on, y'all. This ain't nothing here. Nothing covered that shall not be revealed. Neither hid that shall not be known. Verse 3 says, Therefore whatsoever ye have spoken in the darkness shall be heard in the light. Come on, stuff that y'all think you don't hear. I don't care how long it's been. You've been with somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife, or just doing things in secret, hiding and ducking and dodging. The Bible said anything in the dark shall be heard in the light. It's coming back up again. It's going to be revealed. And that which ye have spoken in the ears in the closet, you know, you always tell somebody, oh, girl, sister day, don't tell nobody. Now, why you can't tell nobody? I mean, come on. I mean, what you hiding for? What you hiding for? I mean, things you hide is because you know it's not right. Anything you got to hide, you already know it's not right. Why you going to tell me something then tell me don't tell nobody? I mean, what's up with the secrets? Oh, my God. It says, which ye have heard, have spoken in the ears in the closet, me hidden things. Hiding in the closet, shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. Ain't nothing here. Ain't going to be revealed, y'all. Nothing. So let's get it together here. Get rid of these secrets. Husband trying to hide from his wife. Wife trying to hide from her husband. All that kind of stuff. You know, family secrets and all that stuff. Ain't nothing here. Ain't going to be revealed. That's what the word said. May take years, but it's coming out. You know, just like sometimes these men run out on their wives and have all these kids. And you think you can get away with that? Because you have one out from on the other side of town or in another state and all that kind of stuff. You think it ain't coming out? It may take a long time. They may be a child or a baby or whatever, and then they grow up. It may be 18 years, 19 years before your wife find out or you find out. And stuff, but ain't nothing here. Nothing. It's coming out. You know, it comes out because you was in a place that you shouldn't have been. And then you got burned. Can't play with fire and not get burned. And the results was a baby, was a child, a son, a daughter. Then you try to act like it ain't yours and they're looking just like you. A matter of fact, most of the time the ones you have on the outside look more like you than the ones that you had with your wife. Secret sins, y'all. Everything being revealed. Some people, you know, were born into occult practices and witchcraft in their family. You know, been dressed as they say that's what they used to call it, you know, oh, they've been dressed by their grandma and granddad and all that stuff passed down. Like Jake said, they're laying hands on his daughter. What he's doing is passing spirit down. Mm-hmm. You know, he was talking to her like he was God. And, you know, and he's turning everything over to her like she's a God. Come on, y'all. Y'all need to wake up. This is real. It's a real devil. Real, you know, spirits, demonic spirits working, crafting this, you know, the devil's conning. He's slick. The Bible say he crept in, unaware. You weren't paying attention. Oh, the great Jason, I ain't never heard nobody preach like him. I ain't never heard nobody use his vocabulary is just so wide and expanded. You know, oh, man, ain't nobody can speak like him, you know. Mm-hmm. Enticing words of man's wisdom. Enticing words of man's wisdom. That's what we're not supposed to be. Enticed with words of man's wisdom, but God's word. Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, we just live in a time like never before. Y'all, I get so worked up. Because, you know, it disturbs me to see how the church has turned out. And the gospel industry has never been gospel anyway. You know, you as you listen to them dig down and stuff, they already had songs and stuff off the altar of Baal, the music and stuff, just brought it in the house of God. This ain't nothing new. Nothing new. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Like they just said, ain't nothing covered. Ain't going to be revealed. Known. The Bible says so. Oh, my God. Just like T.D. Jakes' daughter, Sarah Jakes, talking about don't settle, embracing the uncomfortable to become unstoppable. What kind of mess is that? Where is that in the Bible? Where is it? Don't settle, embracing the uncomfortable to become unstoppable. What kind of spirit is that? Wow. What kind of spirit is that? Well, God got the final say. Unstoppable. Oh, my God. Ain't nothing too hard for God. He can stop whatever. He is God. And beside him, there is no other. You are not God. Jake's not God. Your daddy is not God. Jake's don't give life, and he can't take, you know, nobody's life. You know? You know, oh my God, this is a praying time, y'all. It's a praying time. 2 Chronicles 33:6 says, and he caused his children. Come on, this is what Jakes did, and what is his name? That Kim Brown. He went to Kim Brown and lay hands on his son and passing it down. He giving it up. What they doing is they turning, they sitting down, or well, they really not sitting down. They just turning their church over to their children now, passing it down. This is what the Bible says right here. It says, and he causes his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the sons of Hinnom. Also, be observing time and using enchantment. That's what they're using, spells, y'all. And using witchcraft and dealt with the familiar spirits and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And that's what they're doing. They're provoking God to anger. They mad with God. You know, Jake's had a problem with his dad and, you know, didn't have a relationship that he wanted with his father. And a lot of these young men, sometimes they don't have a relationship with their father like they want. And they so, you know, they just get evil. Evil and working against, you know, the word of God. Working against Christ because they mad with God like he did it. You know? Oh, my God. Nobody blames the devil for nothing. They always blame God. Everything go wrong, we blame God. But everybody got a will. You know, your dad had a will to embrace his son or reject his son. Everybody got a will. Some people, you know, just hate you for no reason, dislike you for no reason, just don't want you in their life for no reason. You know, and a lot of times your own family, you know, cause division, you know, cause bitterness and hatred, you know, in a person's heart. It's a lot of young men, you hear them say they didn't have no relationship with their father. You know, I wanted my dad, you know, to play ball with me and to take me, you know, to different places and hang out and all that stuff. But some, you know, some fathers are just selfish. You know, if it seemed like if you didn't have a father and then you have a son, it looked like you would embrace your son. Give him what you didn't get, you know. Give him what you wanted, but then receive. Give it to yours. But it's just so much going on in this world. I'm telling you, Galatians 5 and 20 says, now, and we're going to start in 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery and fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seduction, heresy, envying, murdering, drunkenness, reviling, and such like, of this which I tell you before, I have also told you in times past that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Secrets, y'all. Secrets just being revealed. If any of these right here, you doing any of these right here, the Bible say shall not inherit the kingdom. And we see this in the church today. A lot of these spirits are in God's house today. That's why the Bible said the judgment must begin in the house of God, y'all. It's talking about adultery, you know, and witchcraft and hatred and familiar spirits. The devil familiar with you, familiar with your family, your bloodline. You know, what your grandma and all them did and granddad and what they doing and stuff. You passing this mess down. Passing it down, the bloodline. But God said he opening up everything. All your secrets. He's revealing right now God's word to you right now to uncover things that you didn't realize that was not right. He's revealing to you the secrets right now. He's uncovering it right now to you for you to get it right. Denounce this stuff and get it right. If you've been dabbling in any of this stuff, repent. Denounce this stuff. Get it right. Exodus 22 and 17 say, if her face utterly refuses to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the downing of virgins. Is that right? 22 and 17. Yeah. I guess I need to go up a little bit further. It says, and if a man entices a maid that is not betrothed, that means his wife, and lie with her, he shall surely endow her to be his wife. If her father utterly refused to give her unto him, he shall pay money according to the downing of the virgin. Oh, yeah. So, see, ain't no secrets. No secrets that ain't going to be revealed, y'all. No secrets. And there's no secret what God can do, what he done for others, he'll do for you. He'll deliver you from your secrets. Get rid of your secrets. Stop trying to hide everything. Oh, yeah, because there's nothing here that won't be revealed. The word of God says so. Get rid of it. I mean, like I said, you know, T.D. Jakes was talking about the secrets in the sauce, y'all. People did not even recognize that he was casting a spell over them, over their mind. Yeah. Without the individual even knowing it. Come on, y'all. Yeah. He was conning y'all, bewitching y'all. Yeah. Years ago, we even had him with his arms around Beyonce. Come on, y'all. Pay attention. Pay attention to the signs. A lot of things been right in your face, and you ignoring it. Mm-hmm. Secret of manipulating and intimidating and domination, you know? That's the sauce. That's the sauce he talking about. That's the secret in the sauce. Trying to blindside y'all so you didn't even recognize it. Even had this thing called like church club, you know, church club, nightclub, you know, turning the church to a nightclub, you know, doing nightclub things, you know. Come on, y'all. That was way back in 1998, 99, somewhere in there. Y'all need to go back. You're not paying attention. Casting a spell over your mind. That's what he was doing all the time. Like I said, he talking about going to kiss everything you know and goodbye. Now we can see it today. A lot of people kiss things in their lives goodbye. Going back to what you say God delivered you from. A lot of y'all drinking, smoking, dancing. I mean, oh my God. Oh my God. Look at Deidre Haddon. Us ashamed. A pastor. Oh my God. The pervertedness of him and his wife. Up there dancing like that, sexual like that. Oh my God. Not only him, you know everybody. T.D. Jakes, his wife dancing. Noel and his wife dancing. Stuff that y'all didn't do when you first came out. Because if y'all did all this mess you're doing now, wouldn't nobody followed you. Even with T.D. Jakes, that time when he was talking about back that thing up. And it's getting hot in here. And people sitting in his church, standing up with their hands all over their mouth. Like they couldn't believe he was saying and doing that. It was being revealed right then. Right in your face. And then when he had the Friday night thing that they had at their church, fun night or whatever they call it. But it was, it's your thing, do what you want to do. Listen to it. It's your thing, do what you want to do. We used to dance off that years ago. It's your thing, do what you want to do. What was he saying to y'all then? He was saying that then the secret was in the song. It's your thing, do what you want to do. That's not what the Bible said. The Bible said, no, deny you. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. So he was telling you do what you want to do. And the young lady they had interviewed, she said, you can come over here. You can do whatever you want to do. She said, I'm going to tell my sister, my brother, and their children and have everybody come over here. Oh, we can do whatever you want to do over here. She said, I'm learning how to do the lion dance. And, you know, they got all kind of music. And, oh, my God, it was way back then. The secret was in the sauce. He was, you know, getting you to not to die to your flesh, but to taking you back to your carnal mind. Carnal mind. He was taking you back to your carnal mind. He had put a spell over you. Witchcraft, a spell over your mind. To blindside you. Your ears were being stopped up. The more you look and listen, your ears were being stopped up. And Juanita Bynum up there talking about she indebted to T.D. Jakes the rest of her life like he was God. Bowing down, getting him her shoes, talking about she indebted to him the rest of her life. Now you see the secret and the sauce? That he blindsided y'all? We're not to be indebted to no man on this face of this earth. You're indebted to God only. He's who you're supposed to be made your vow to. He's the one you're supposed to be living for. He's the one that I live for. I don't know about you, but he's the one that I live for. I'm serving him and him only. I'm not looking to no man, no woman, We're not to make no God out of no man and no woman here on this earth. T.D. Jakes can't save you. He can't deliver you. He can't keep you from dying. He can't keep himself from dying. I don't care how much money he got. He can't pay his way out of death. And he can't pay your way out of death. Not even the priest can do that either. The ones who are believing, you know, purgatory. You know, in between state, you know, to pray somebody out, or, you know, like the Catholic Church do and stuff. No. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way. And he's the only way. He's the truth and he's the light. Come on, y'all. Ain't no secrets. Ain't no secrets. Ain't nothing here that ain't gonna be revealed. Nothing. Oh, yeah. Even, you know, Adam and Eve recognized who it was. It was a snake. It was a serpent. After it was over. Yeah, because after Eve ate the fruit, she told Adam, she said, "Then nothing happened to me, did it?" So then she brought doubt to Adam. After the serpent, you know, told her, "Did God really say that? Did God really say you shouldn't eat from the tree in the midst of the garden?" Then she brought it out and went on and ate. And then she said, "Oh, well, didn't nothing happen to me right then?" It didn't come clear to her that, you know, that she was naked. So she told Adam, say, "Look, nothing happened to me. Come on." And a lot of times today, even in the time that we live in, a lot of men ask their wife everything before they do it, because she was the one that first one to bit off the fruit that took him away from obeying God. And then he went on to eat, because she said, "Ain't nothing happened to me." And then he ate it. So he was the one that God had really, you know, first gave it to him not to do. And then they realized they were naked after. And then they try to cover up. And people have been trying to cover up ever since. Been trying to hide ever since. But the one thing for sure, we can't hide from God. No matter how you try. Even when he asked Adam, he said, "Where are thou?" Adam probably wondered, "Well, why is God asking me where I'm at? Because he know where I'm at, because he put me here." Yes, he did. He placed him in the garden. But he was talking about spiritually. And I'm asking you today, spiritually, where are you? Where are you? Have you let the enemy trick you? Have somebody bewitched you? Has somebody turned you away from the truth? Have anyone separated you from your God? That's what the enemy wants to do. Separate us from our God. Are you hiding secrets today? Are you hiding something that you don't want nobody to know about? And if you're hiding something that you don't want nobody to know about, that means that it's not right. Because anything that's good, you don't have to hide. It's what's not good and what's evil. You're always trying to hide what's wrong. So we here at the Ready Church just want to say that we want you, you know, just to help you to realize where you are. You know, where you are. Just like, you know, God asked Adam, "Where are you? Where are you spiritually?" That's what we here at the Ready Church want to help you to prepare yourself, for Jesus is coming. And he's coming back for a Ready Church without spot or wrinkle. Examine yourself. Don't let nobody hinder you. Don't let nobody stop you and block you. If your mama don't want to go, your husband don't want to go, wife don't want to go, don't let nobody hinder you. Don't let nobody stop you. You got to give an account. You got to stand before God for yourself. He's a just God. A just God. He's a righteous God. It said none but a righteous shall see God. We got to live right. Righteous living. And you're going to separate one day anyway. You know? Ain't nobody worth your soul. A lot of these singers and stuff done signed their name, you know, in blood. Yeah, just sign your name over in blood. Oh, yeah.
Sign your name over in blood. Meaning what you exchange, what you give in exchange for your soul. Your soul is the most valuable thing you have. Nobody's worth your soul. Nobody's worth your soul. You sign on that dotted line for your soul. Kirk Franklin Record Company for your soul. A lot of people don't even pay attention. You signing your soul over. Oh my God. The blood of Jesus. I pray that the word of God will prick your heart. And you will search yourself. To give your life to Christ before time is too late. And stop looking at others, because the Bible said many shall be deceived. And we can see it today. Many people are being deceived. Many people in the nightclub. Many people in the, you know, the go-go hall. Many people drinking. Many people smoking. Many people sexing it up. Many people disobeying God. Many people doing their own thing. Many people. But he says only a few. On this straight and narrow path. Only a few. Straight and narrow. See, anything narrow, a lot of people can't be on it. A straight and narrow path. Search me, Lord. Turn the light from heaven on my soul. Find any secrets, anything displeasing in your sight, Lord. Take it out and straighten us. Want to be right, want to be saved, want to be whole. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. No secrets.
Someone was praying for me. Although I tried to go right back to sleep, your presence was calling on me. Lord, breathe your peace on me. Show me your will. I know that prayer changes. Changes things for those who believe. for those who believe. I know that.